Today we celebrate Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, also known as Edith Stein. If you read about the story of her life, you know that she grew up as an observant Jew, and her parents were very faithful to the faith. But when she became a teenager, she became a Gnostic because she was very academically in tune, very smart lady. She wrote her doctoral dissertation on empathy, and she was under a very famous philosopher, Husserl. If you ever study any philosophy class, you know that Husserl is a very influential character in the 20th century, and to be his assistant, meaning that you have to be very smart and stood out among your peers. Well, she graduated and got her doctorate, summa cum laude, smart lady. And in the midst of all of this thing, she fell in love with the Catholic faith by reading the writings of Saint Teresa of Avila. And that's why she became a Carmelite nun later. But because of her Jewish background and foundation, she was hunted by Hitler and his Nazi regime. Her dad and her, under the protection of the Carmelites, were moved to the Netherlands. But then you know in history, Germany also invaded the Netherlands. And so she was hunted down because of her Jewish background. And she was sent to Auschwitz and later gassed to death. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, as you have heard in the prayer today, has the crown of both virginity and martyrdom. Embracing her name first, loving God's will, like Saint Teresa of Avila, the example that led her to the Catholic faith, but also be blessed, benedicta, that's what it means in Latin, to be blessed through the way of the cross. She embraced the cross, even though it hurt her a lot. She taught us today what it means to have a childlike faith. And just like what Jesus said today very clearly, that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you, Jesus said, that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. Edith Stein, or Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, found that wonderful childlike simplicity in her own life of faith, letting go of her own secular and intellectual career and path in order to embrace the will of God. May we too recognize her example, her courage, her simplicity, so that we ourselves find what it truly means to be children of God, disciples of Christ Jesus, and instrument of the Holy Spirit.